Hi everyone, Dr. Will here with his main man, Mr. Shakai. We're doing consultations today. Today on day 10 of the butterfly experiment, I would like to talk about rising above. And we're gonna have some fun with it. Now we start looking at ways to, you know, alter our perspective, if you will, right? Here's what I want to talk about. Have you ever been on an airplane when I talk about rising above? Hey, Anthony, how are you? How's things in Lebanon? How's the move getting ready to go? Probably everything got on hold. Anyway, have you ever been on an airplane and they say we're going through turbulence and then the pilot comes on because you're in the middle of a storm. The pilot comes on and says, buckle your seatbelt. But they're going to fly above it. They're going to, you know, increase their altitude to get above the storm, you know, and ride it out that way. And I think that's a wonderful analogy to what's going on right now for a lot of us. You know, in the butterfly experiment, I talk about we're in the cocoon and we don't know how it's going to be. We don't know how we're going to come out. When a caterpillar goes into the cocoon, doesn't know it's going to become a butterfly or a moth. It just knows it has to change. And that's what happened to a lot of us. And so, you know, we have to make these changes. And we have to let go of maybe how it's gonna turn out. When I asked those questions, again, which was, you know, excuse me, you know, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What do I want? You know, you begin to break those things down, which you can use when we're in this kind of little bit of a lockdown mode. And so, again, we don't know how it's gonna turn out. We don't know what the new normal is gonna be. And so why not begin to make those changes in different ways? Why not take one aspect of those questions? Who am I? You know, we're different things. You know, my friend Anthony, I think he's still on here. Hey, Anthony. He's a trainer. He's a corporate speaker. He's an author. He's a dad. He's a relatively new dad. Since we have all these different aspects of our personality and they kind of form a general thing, why not take one aspect of our personality, if you will, like being a dad or being a husband or being whatever it is, and work on that. Too many times in our rush for other things, we get locked into one aspect. I'm a therapist, I'm a writer, I'm a psychologist, I'm a whatever it is, right? So one of the things that this is making us do is pull back a little bit, you know? So why not use some of that time and not try to change everything in your life, not take a meta approach and try to restructure every aspect of your life. What if just for today, it's one of my favorite sayings, just for today, I'm gonna work on being a better dad or husband or friend or, you know, whatever it is it happens to be, right? Why not do that, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about when we talk about rising the storm. We're all in this storm and we've kind of been pulled into a cocoon and things are changing. But what if you mentally rise above it? What if you fly out of the storm and look at it from a different viewpoint, right? Knowing that it will change. Every human interaction, every thing that we're involved with will change. It will have to change through time. Hey, Bruce. Hey, Tim. If you like this, click like and share and leave a comment. So what if you mentally rise above it? You know, what if you mentally, maybe you go through and, as we would say, future pace it, kind of begin to imagine what's going to happen when you come out of your cocoon. How are you going to be different? That's what it begins to boil down to. The next few days as we wrap up the butterfly experiment is, when you come out of this, how are you going to be different? If you come out the same way that you went into the cocoon, then you didn't go through that metamorphosis. You know, a caterpillar doesn't come out a caterpillar. It comes out the butterfly or the moth or whatever the change happens to be. The tadpole becomes a frog. It doesn't stay what it is. So if you begin to realize you're going to come out different, whether you want to or not, because you're emerging into a new world, you know, and those of us that understand that understand how our minds work, that realize most people are running around in their reptilian mind. You know, when I see people running around with their face mask and the double gloves and all this stuff, to me, I have empathy because I understand what it's like to be afraid for my life. And yet, I understand that they're in their reptilian mind, right? And, you know, if you can rise above that and just say, this situation will pass, you know, I'm not saying it's not sad. I'm not saying that things aren't going on. I'm just saying this situation will pass. So why not be like the pilot who rises above the storm and just look at it slightly different and think, how can I change coming out of this? You know, what can I change? Can I be a better, you know, in my case, a better husband, a better father, a better sort of roommate with my wife. You know, I'm doing more. I'm cooking. I'm doing a lot more than I used to do. So what can we do? You know, can I be a better person with, where are my kids? There they are. Horse person, you know, I, you know, that's up to me. So I'm in this cocoon. Maybe I can do some of those things. And again, because a lot of us get so caught up in being whatever we do for a living at the, you know, a psychologist, a hypnotist, a writer, whatever we do, an actor, you know, that we forget the other aspects of our personality. And yet what makes you an interesting human being is having all those different aspects of personality. You know, those of you that want to be trainers, usually the interesting trainers have other interesting parts of their lives. They talk about different things. It gives them vibrancy when they're on the stage. You know, Richard Bandler talks about, you know, doing his music and playing with these big bands back in the 80s and things like that. You know, John Grinder would talk about dropping into some village where he didn't know the language and force himself to learn the language. I mean, we all have different things. You know, Tony Robbins talks about the things that he's done with the athletes and that. It's tied to what he does, but it brings a different vibrancy to it, you know. And again, you know, my other big passion with acting is what else are you doing besides studying acting? You know, what makes you a good actor is having a wide variety of life. And so we can all begin to do those things. Hey, Seema, again, if you guys like this, click like and share and leave a comment. So today on day 9, it's rise above the storm that we're currently in, at least mentally. Go meta to it and realize this situation will change. You know, it will change. Much like down here in Florida, we'll have a hurricane. And when you're in the middle of it, you think, will this ever end? Yes, it's going to end. Will things be different when you come out? Yes. You know, we had a major hurricane. We've had a few, but I still remember the one. Totally changed a lot of the landscape down in Port Charlotte, where I had an office. In fact, it destroyed one of my offices. It changed everything, right? And yet, I had to adapt to it. We had to adapt to it. So how are you adapting to it? How are you using this time in your cocoon to, you know, become a better whatever it is that you want? So anyway, I just wanted to do that today while I'm out here with the kids. Now to go clean out the stalls. I said I was going to talk about that, but I think we'll do that on day 10. And what that's all about is, you know, if you've been around it, you have to clean the stalls every day, right? If you don't, literally, that crap builds up, right? And if that crap builds, hey guy, if that crap builds up, you get flies, you get the bugs, you get all the things that you don't want, right? It's kind of like, you know, if you have cats, you clean the kitty litter, right? But horses, it's more crap. So tomorrow we'll talk about the need to get rid of some of that stuff and how do you do it, like with some kind of inventory, with some kind of soul searching. So that'll be tomorrow on day 10. Thank you for joining. If you like this, click like and share, pass it around, leave a comment. I hope everyone's having a great day on this beautiful Saturday here in beautiful Southwest Florida. Excuse me, I forgot where I was. And so it's been kind of interesting. So everyone have a great day. Hey, Wayne. So, like he said, making friends with uncertainty. Rise above it. Yes. So everyone have a great day. God bless and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.